views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy you're with us. I'm Doc Martin, and today I am so lucky, we are so lucky, because Lynn McTaggart is coming in from around the globe. You in London today, Lynn?
Are you calling from?
So that's where she lives. She lives in London. And you know Lynn McTaggart. You know her from her seminal work in trying to bring the science behind what we as energy healers understand experientially. And she has actually researched, you remember the book, The Field? She has been in this field doing this journalism for at least 10 years, Lynn, 2008 at least.
25.
Holy moly. Okay. So we're so lucky that she's with us because I want her to ring in the new year with helping us really get that we can heal by intention and that this stuff we call woo-woo energy medicine is a real deal. So Lynn, tell everybody how they can follow along with you and sign up for your blog and all that.
Well, thank you for that. You can find out about my blog, my podcast, and my year-long course, The Power of Eight Intention Masterclass 2020, which is kicking off February 1st, but the doors are still open, and there are still some tickets left to go, although they're going very, very quickly. And you can find out all about this, and I'll explain about them as we talk, at lynnmctaggart.com.
Wonderful. So all of you, if you have not read Lynn's books, I read The Field a long time ago and the intention experiments that she did, but her new book, which might be 2 years out, is The Power of Eight. And she has really drilled it down to what's the best way we can come together, the best way we prepare, the best way we join together to effect healing. And that even includes long distance. As you know, we energy healers have always known that we could do that. But this is giving us the proof. So Lynn, I'm so happy you're with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So the first segment that I want to talk about, and if you would take us back to the basic concept that we experientially know, and you have shown us the science, that we are all connected, everything is connected, and that matter in the universe is connected, and that even the void, the quiet, the zero point field is shimmering with life. And I wonder if you could give us a little teaser on how you know that and what you found out in your research.
Okay. Well, I wanted to find all of this out really more than 20 years ago. We had launched now 30 years ago, we had launched a newsletter called What Doctors Don't Tell You. Now it's an international magazine. But at the time, and even now, we study the medical research to see what works and what doesn't work in conventional and alternative medicine. That's what the magazine does and newsletter back in those days. And in the course of my work, I kept coming across really good studies of spiritual healing, suggesting that, you know, this stuff really works. And I kept thinking to myself, well, if you can have a thought and send it to someone else and make them better, that undermines everything we think about how the world works. So I set up, really, I set on a quest to find out why. And I didn't know what I was looking for. I was on a journey without a compass. So I started talking to frontier scientists, and I soon recognized that we are on the verge of a brand new science, a completely new view of the world. What these scientists were talking about, and they're all from prestigious universities, is the idea that we are not these separate, well-contained entities, as described by Newtonian physics, that are, you know, operate according to fixed laws in time and space, that we are energy beings, and that the nethermost level of our body, our subatomic particles, aren't little billiard balls, as they're described in physics class. They are packets of vibrating energy. Now, this energy does an energy dance with other subatomic particles. Subatomic particles trade energy back and forth, like an endless game of tennis. So that in that energy trade, a thing called a virtual particle is formed, which is there for less than the blink of an eye. The exchange between two subatomic particles is very tiny. You know, it's a half a watt's worth of energy. But when you add up all of the subatomic particles sending energy back and forth in all the things in all the world, you end up with this unbelievable, unfathomable amount of energy right there in empty space, like some sort of supercharged backdrop. That's there. If you were sitting a yard away from me, the energy between us would be enough to boil all the oceans of the world. That's how energy dense the so-called vacuum, or calling it the zero-point field as they do, is. But there's two big implications that are really important for us with the zero-point field. The first is that energy, these energy packets are also waves. Waves go on to infinity. So essentially, you have a model for how we can be in touch with every other part of the universe. And secondly, waves have an infinite capacity for information. So when they bump into each other, they take on that information. So essentially, you've got in this giant quantum energy field, almost like a memory bank of everything that ever was. So we have here a model about which we can understand how it's possible to access or affect things at a distance. And also, we have a model to show how we're all connected.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We Westerners, we really seem to need the science. But the shamans have been traveling out into this void, into this emptiness, and getting information for their clients. And they didn't need us to explain the physics behind it. But I'm so glad for our Western minds. We so are trained to believe that science is the ultimate, that if it's, you know, and what I also love that you have done, and what I think the iron curtain keeping the Russian and East German and Eastern European scientists, that opened, and we really have data from these countries that is finally making it into our knowledge base. And you've brought in a lot of them as well. So thank you for that.
They were really at the forefront of a lot of work on psychic phenomenon, ESP, intention, etc., and also planetary influences on human beings, particularly the influence of the sun and the its geomagnetic effects. So they've been a lot more open to that. And really that sparked a lot of research in the US because they believed the Soviets were doing a lot of psychic spying. So
the remote viewing, yeah, finding out where our secret tunnels and all that were.
I know Reagan's Star Wars program was really kicked off because of a remote view by one of our remote viewers into the Soviet Union that believed that they had come across a secret nuclear missiles site. Actually, it was a nuclear power plant. So we got that a bit wrong, but that initiated the whole big response that Reagan put up.
Well, you know, I think one of the corollaries or one of the little side lessons we can learn, if we are all connected and if it is you, we are able to be seen remotely, maybe that'll be a little incentive for us to clean up our act, clean up our thoughts and not have secrets. You know, maybe just someday we'll get to that place of transparency.
But, well, I think you will when you recognize, and I teach this in my master class and all my teachings, you know, our thoughts are not locked inside our heads. Our thoughts are another kind of energy. We know we are sending out a tiny current of light all the time, biophoton emissions. This was discovered by the late German physicist, Fritz Albert Popp, and I write about him in The Field. And they subsequent discoveries believe that our thoughts are another kind of energy like this. And we know that they are outside of us, that they are trespassers, and they can affect other people and things. There have been many studies, I've written about them in The Field and The Intention Experiment, showing the power of our thoughts to affect everything from single-celled organisms to full-fledged human beings. So the bottom line is we're leaky buckets. You know, we
yes,
are
I love
thinking
that.
And intending all the time. And that is affecting the world around us all the time.
So we're going to take a short break here, but that's the precisely what I want to dive into next, because when I read about Fritz Popp and light, how it influenced DNA, that just jazzed me up. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, let's explore that a little more. Nate, we're good to go.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Lucky. We are so lucky. Lynn McTaggart, masterful journalist who's been studying the science behind what we call energy medicine now, thought healing. She's here, and we're on the segment that we really want to talk about how our thoughts and how they actually have a current and evoke light, and how that actually can even influence our DNA, which all sounds too good to be true, but let's listen to Lynn tell us how it really is.
Okay, well, Fritz Popp, who I talked about in the last segment, was a German physicist who discovered that we are emitting, all living things are emitting a tiny current of light all the time, very, very tiny current, and that this light is being sent back and forth synchronicitously. When they've done studies of us and our environment, particularly other living things, we find that there's almost like a conversation of light. When we send out certain light, the light is being essentially answered by other things. So you and I are having two conversations now, a conversation of words and a conversation of light. Now, what they've also discovered, when he looked at where this light was coming from, and he had very sensitive equipment that could count it photon by photon, he found that it was emanating from DNA, and that he discovered this as a kind of global signaling system to the body, that instead of, you know, our body's reactions being being affected simply by chemicals and electrical signaling, that the master orchestra, you know, was most likely this light coming from DNA. And he found, again, there were global instructions, instantaneous instructions. He would find, for instance, when he put medicine, some sort of medical cream on someone's hand, the light would change there, but it would also change in other parts of the body too. Mm-hmm. And the light would change when somebody was ill. You know, if they had cancer, their light would be too low, like their light was going out. If they had multiple sclerosis, they'd have too much light. There's like a perfect equilibrium that a healthy person has. And so he discovered that, and he discovered this back and forth stuff. Now, other people, other researchers have examined this and tested it and believe that this light is very involved with healing. For instance, Dr. Gary Schwartz, the noted psychologist at the University of Arizona, has used very sensitive camera equipment, usually used to photograph faint light in outer space. And he's used it to photograph the light coming from healers when they're doing healing by putting their hand into the system, where he can both measure the photons, photon by photon, but also can take a picture of this light. And he's found that when they are sending healing, when they're running energy, the light increases from their dominant hand. Mm-hmm. So it's really fascinating that the light seems to be integral. Other researchers have looked at magnetic energy and electromagnetic energy and found both also go up when healers are sending healing. So
yeah, I remember reading about. Mm-hmm. I remember reading about Valerie Hunt, Dr. Valerie Hunt's work, and mm-hmm. she was photographing auras, which some mm-hmm. clairvoyants can actually see. And yeah. when they had healers, particularly Tai Chi or the Asian healers, they could actually see the glow increase around their hands, mm-hmm. and yes. photograph that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, another corollary of this is the work of Konstantin Korotkov, the Russian physicist who developed a thing called a GDV device, mm-hmm, a gas mm-hmm. discharge visualization device, which essentially measured this light by exciting the photons hundreds of thousands of times so that it's much more readily apparent. And then he used a whole computerized system to create essentially a mapping of this aura and a mapping of the person's state of health. And it's been used by the Russians for many years now to diagnose people early and also to measure, for for instance, their fitness, like it's used all the time with Olympic athletes. So there is that kind of system that also shows that the light, and I've done a lot of experiments with Dr. Korotkov, the light changes when people are sent intention, particularly when they're sent group intention.
And yeah, we'll get to that later, that group is really the key. But, you know, I'm thinking in medical school, they would share, they always wanted us to have the science, but you had a small core of teachers who wanted you to be a little bit more in the literary sciences or in the area that they could say, you know, it's really the woo-woo stuff, but they gave it, you know, a more academic sounding name. But there was a study quoted that really struck me, is that when the physician walks in the room, whether that physician feels the patient is improving, staying the same, or worsening, had an 80% predictive outcome relative to if they picked up the chart and actually read about it. And, you know, I don't know if they're sensing light, but there is something that we are getting if we are paying attention to our intuition, paying attention to our other methods of awareness, that you walk in and you go, you know, and it's not if they're actively in distress. They might look like a completely normal little old lady, but you get a bad feeling. Yeah. So I don't know if we, you know, I'm sure that we are sensing the currents of light. We just don't know how we're sensing it. We're probably sensing many other things as well. But that subtle world is so very important. And we gave it the name, you know, that somebody gave it the name, the art of medicine, like somehow making a category that we were allowed to attribute things to.
Yes. I mean, I think when it isn't bashed out of people going through medical school, you know, and bullied out of them when they go through medical school, because that kind of thing is oftentimes discouraged, the, you know, any kind of thing on the more spiritual intuitive realm,
right,
in favor of facts and equipment and diagnostic tools. I think that everyone is equipped with the ability to read other people and to intuit things about them, essentially to pick up their intentions and other things about them. I mean, I teach this all the time in my year-long Power of Eight Intention Masterclass. I teach people to become better receivers of other people's intentions. And we find, I mean, one of the things we do and play around with is sending and receiving information to another person, but we do it remotely. So they're picking it up, they're being sent or received via Skype, via Zoom, via telephone. And yet we have a huge hit of people picking up things and oftentimes the emotional content of that thought they have as well from the person who is sending. And these are total strangers who have never met each other before. So I think that's really right. But the other thing I'd like to say to healers of all varieties and therapists of all varieties, because another course I teach is called Become a Better Healer with the Power of Eight. And what I focus on there is the thoughts and the languaging that healers have. Their thoughts, their languaging, remember they're all leaky buckets, will have a huge effect on the outcome of their clients or patients. Huge effect.
Huge effect, because one of the things I had to guard against and actually actively teach myself is I might see something diagnostically that looks like the truth. There's a mass on the chest x-ray. But sending that information, giving that information to the person, how you do it, how you couch it, or not even couch it, but how you frame it. Because I have, you know, and you learn in years of experience, that doesn't absolutely mean that it's cancer. It could be a fungus ball that could, and it can be healed in ways we're not even aware of. So just the way you say you're doomed versus this is something here, but I'm going to be with you every step of the way as we figure it out and let's heal it. And as soon as you say, let's heal it, that energy, you are setting an intention in a path to say, you and I are going to step over to a different destiny line. Let's do it. Let's move it over to this other line. And
you bet. That
makes
a
difference.
Right. That is totally right. That is the way. And it's amazing to me how often I catalog this because I'm teaching it, but how often even alternative therapists will say things that are very undermining and not realize it. Mm-hmm. My favorite recently was, my goodness, you're a shadow of your former self. Now, what is that going to do to someone? Or this is going to be a long, slow process to healing. Again, what's that going to do to someone when they're in this challenge? Mm-hmm. You know, that's giving them already a prognosis.
Right.
Whether you want to or not. So, and these kinds of statements can be said by really excellent holistic practitioners.
And if you really break it down, that's a Debbie Downer energy. You're assuming a bad outcome. You're assuming a bad prognosis. Yeah. So we healers have to change our own thinking, don't we?
Yeah. And it's not just what you say. It's what you think about that patient. You know, a real key idea is that no healer, no matter how skilled, can predict with any certainty how someone will respond to the challenge of healing, you know, challenge of illness.
Right.
No one can predict that. And so I believe it's always important, no matter what you see to, you know, in terms of the diagnosis, is to always keep that hope up because you never know.
Right. You never know what residual power that individual can tap into.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I really want to talk about joining in a group for the power of intention and going into the heart space for the, as we're talking, the words, the thoughts, how we frame them. Let's dive into that more when we come back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back, everybody, and I'm with Lynn McTaggart. We're talking about, we've kind of gone through some of the basics behind healing by intention. And where we are right now is we're talking about our thoughts influencing the outcome, not just what we say to people, because we know that what we say can deflate or amplify and expand somebody, but our thoughts and how those thoughts are more powerful when we're in the giving mode, So Lynn, tell us a little about that.
Well, I'll give you a little background about small groups. I had seen a lot of evidence that thoughts are things that not only affect other things, but I wondered whether or not that could be amplified. So there was a lot of science about the idea that thoughts are trespassers. They come outside of our heads. They can affect other things in the world, physical things. So being the journalist I am at heart, the investigative reporter I am at heart, I wanted to find out how much. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about a subtle process, like just nudging a quantum particle, or are we talking about curing cancer with our thoughts? And I also was interested, what happens when you put more than one person together? What about a group of people? You know, does that amplify the effect? So I decided to test this with experiments. And at that time, by that time, I knew a lot of scientists, prestigious scientists working in consciousness research. And I had a lot of readers because the field was in 30 languages. So I thought, well, if I just put them together, I'll have the biggest global laboratory in the world. So I did. Every so often, I would ask my audience to come onto my website and send an intention to a well-controlled target that had been set up by one of the scientists. And I didn't actually expect it was going to work very well.
Well, you crashed your server a few times. I remember that
so
in your book.
So many people coming. I think by the second or third one, we had to rent the server power from the servers that were used for Pop Idol at the time. You know, back in those days, now you can just run it on your YouTube channel and use somebody else's server. But at that time, we had to rent big, expensive servers to run these experiments. So we've run 33 to date. And of those 33, 29 have shown measurable, positive, mostly significant scientific effects. And it's been everything from making seeds grow faster, to purifying water, to lowering violence in war-torn area, to healing someone of post-traumatic stress disorder. So there's no drug out there with that kind of consistent track record. Mm-hmm. But what I also noticed was an amazing mirror effect with these big intention experiments. The people who are doing the sending, not only the targets, but the senders, their lives were being changed. For instance, with our peace intention experiments, we've run 7 of them now. Each one has shown a lowering of violence in some violent area, war-torn area. But what was really interesting was what was happening to the participants. I surveyed them afterward. I always survey them. And we've had thousands, you know, we've had up to 25,000 people participating. And we found that their lives were becoming more peaceful. There was some weird mirror effect. They were talking about making up with estranged relatives or getting along amazingly better with their not so nice bosses or coworkers, or their marriage had suddenly really improved, or their children were suddenly speaking to them. You know, it was just amazing. And most of all, they were falling in love with everybody they came in contact with. They were hugging strangers, basically. So I was mystified by all of this. And I started thinking about what would happen if I scaled down these groups, you know, in my workshops. Now, I hadn't run many workshops by that time. I wasn't really sure how to do this. So I was sitting with my husband one day, and we're kicking around how to do this. And I just turned to him and say, well, I don't know, maybe I'll put people in groups of 8 or so and have them send healing intention to somebody with a health challenge. And he said to me, I love it, the power of 8. And that's exactly what happened. We did this not expecting it to really be anything more than a feel-good effect, like having a facial. So we put people in groups. This first one was in Chicago. We had them send healing intention to a member with a health challenge. We asked the people to come back the next day and then to report on what was happening. And we found that, you know, as I say, unlike our expectations, it was not just a facial. We had people saying, I have cataracts and I'm 80% better. My knee is I can barely walk on it because of terrible arthritis and it feels normal today. my gut, I have terrible IBS and my gut is completely fine today. I have depression and it feels lifted, you know, and on and on and on it went. And so we have had this for thousands of groups that I've run since this time. But to answer your question, and what I've found, and I've studied them in every way, and the first time we did our year-long intention masterclass was for me to study what was going to happen. Because I thought, well, if there are these amazing effects in 10 minutes, what happens if I put people in groups for an entire year and give
Holy
them,
moly.
You know, advice, guidance, you know, exercises, and I put them through intention boot camp, as I like to call it, which is a, you know, 6 weekly webinars, 90-minute webinars. And then I put them into groups. They get weekly challenges, advice, guidance, everything from me, and I monitor their progress in health, finances, career, relationships, life purpose. And I soon found that when people were working week by week together, now remember, they're working virtually. They're not person. These are people right. meeting on Skype or Zoom. Mm-hmm. Most of them have never actually met each other, but they're there with each other every week for a whole year. The people who meet religiously, pretty much 100% of them, have major transformations in one of those areas. Oftentimes it's health, but it's also finances, career, right. relationships, the whole thing. And I, of course, the journalist in me kept saying, why? What's going on here? So I started studying it. And yes, there's the power of intention. Yes, there's the power of the group effect. You know, a psychologist called Emil Durkheim once said, there's a collective effervescence in a group. But the key piece was altruism. People in a group, because they're not just getting intention for themselves, but they're intending for other people. That seems to be the secret sauce, getting off of yourself. And I discovered this in those early intention masterclasses when I was working with some of the people who weren't seeing progress. For instance, like Andy, who was, you know, young woman, very talented, had her own gift store, which she sold. She was getting a divorce. She had 2 young children and she needed new work. She was very talented in marketing, very good coach. She couldn't get any new work. Everything she tried was failing. All the intentions that her group were giving her were failing. So mm-hmm. I finally was sort of fed up with this. And I said, oh, Andy, get off of yourself. Start intending for someone else. And I gave her and the whole class a challenge with a kid called Luke, who was 15, who had broken up with his first serious girlfriend and so threw himself off a 40-foot structure onto hard ground. And Luke broke every bone in his body, got nerve damage, brain damage. And his stepfather had written to me to say, can you do an intention for Luke? So I had them do some weekly intentions for Luke while the stepfather kept a running commentary about what happened to him. Now, Luke healed in record time. The doctors hadn't even thought he was going to live. He healed in record time.
And you talk about him having literally taught you the most of anything.
Oh, God, he did.
Your experience, yeah.
Absolutely. He taught me the most because he's now a healthy 18-year-old with just a few minor residual issues with certain nerves, but for someone who wasn't even going to live, got out of the hospital in record time. But what he taught me was the effect of getting off of yourself, because what I watched was what happened to Andy. The moment she started intending for Luke, she got a call out of nowhere from someone she never knew offering her dream job. So I watched that and I watched it over and over again. And I started studying this mirror effect and the effect of altruism. You know, when you look at the science of altruism, honestly, it's so interesting. It's like a bulletproof vest. It is incredible for any kind of thing that you do for other people, no matter how small. those mm-hmm. people live longer, healthier, happier lives. And when you're trying to help somebody with the same issues as you, you heal faster from your issue. So it's really fascinating. There is a kind of built-in mirror effect with altruism. We were born to give, as I write in one of my earlier books, The Bond. We were born to give, and it has this brilliant expression in a Power of Eight group.
And you know, it just also reminds me, we keep trying to tell people that forgiveness is, it's not always letting the other person off the hook. It's actually about you feeling better inside. And this mm-hmm. sounds like the same kind of thing, are putting ourselves in a different peaceful state and a healed state by doing these altruistic things. And it comes back. It comes back to us multifold. And
absolutely.
So anyway, I love that.
Absolutely. It comes back to us. I mean, I encourage people not to have that as the end. Okay, I'm going to give to get. But in a group, this is what this space does. When you're meeting week after week with the Power of Eight group, what happens is you just automatically get off of yourself, because this becomes your intention family. People tell us
right.
they feel like they're part of a super organism now, and that they're closer to these people than their own families in some cases. And what
Wonderful.
They find is the power of a group of strangers, essentially, sending this loving intention to you is extraordinarily healing. And for you to do the same to them is extraordinarily healing. You have this, you develop a sense of selfless love. I really want Joe to get over whatever it is that he's got. Isn't it wonderful that Sam's had this incredible experience? And there is that sense that a win for one person of the group is a win for everybody.
Wonderful. We're going to take just a quick break, and I want to hear Lynn tell us more about how we can assist a Power of Eight group and the key elements for that. And she'll tell us more about how you can join her masterclass. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at AngelHealingHouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit AngelHealingHouse.com today.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin. We're back on The Healing Hour, Maximum Medicine Radio, and we're finishing up with Lynn McTaggart. It's been a wonderful show, learning all about the science behind the power of intention healing. And I wanted to take the last few minutes we have both to remind you of how to sign up for her masterclass, and then to tell us the brief key elements to establishing a healing group. Lynn, so happy you've been here. Thank you.
Oh, it's been so much fun. Thank you. to establish a group, first of all, I want to say it doesn't have to be eight. Eight is a Goldilocks figure. Remember, I just pulled that out of my head. Maybe there are no accidents, but what I have found with my experience that a group of five works, a group of 12 works. At bigger than 12, it gets a little unwieldy, and below five, it's not really a group so much. But eight is kind of this perfect Goldilocks figure. So assemble a group if you can get seven other friends. If not, you can come on my website, lynnmctaggart.com/forum, and set up a virtual group. You just put in essentially a request out there for people in your time zone, and they'll come and, you know, and join you. Or you can join an one that is an existing time zone, but you can go through that forum and find somebody that resonates with you. If you want to have people in person, you can put up some sort of ad at Whole Foods or something like that to get some or your local New Thought Church and get some like-minded people to come together. And the key thing is essentially an unbroken circle, so holding hands. And I can't go through all of the techniques because there are 13 keys to intention mastery, which I go into in great detail in my Power of Eight Intention Masterclass. But one of the key things that I will tell you about is framing your intention. Most people get this wrong. They usually want to say something like something all-purpose that covers everything, like, I want to be rich, or I want peace on earth, something like that. Mm-hmm. What we have found is, for instance, with I want to be rich, people don't necessarily want to be rich. What they want, you know, in the sense of more stuff, what they want is freedom from debt, mm-hmm. a new job, you know, enough money to pay the bills. In fact, a Harvard study found that when they looked at happiness in terms of money, monetary amount, the amount that made people happy was about $75,000 a year, collectively from the family, because that could cover the bills. Anything more didn't give them any additional happiness. So it's not necessarily money people want. What they want is, you know, as I say, freedom from all of these worries, but more importantly, more free time, a new job. They want something other than what they're doing, hobbies. More time for their children or grandchildren. They don't necessarily want more stuff. So my argument all the time is be very specific. You want a new job. Say that and specify exactly what. I'll give you an example of what I tend to use for health. Our intention, and so you need the intention statement to be framed by the group. Our intention is for Jane Doe to be immediately, completely, and permanently healed of all breast cancer and any metastases, including those in her lungs and liver, and for her to be healthy and well in every way. So that's very specific. Now, you notice I framed it positively, but I've been very specific. A lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't be specific. You should let the universe fill in the gaps because you might not get everything you want. Well, when you do that, that's more like prayer. That's more like saying, okay, thy will be done. You decide for me. We're not doing that with intention. We're putting a very specific request out to the universe. And I have found over all of our intention experiments and the Power of Eight groups that when you're specific, it works better. So that's really important. And the other thing I will say is this intention gets formulated in your head, but it gets sent out from your heart.
So and the way you say it, the way you say it is not like we want Jane Doe to quit having this bad cancer. It's even explain a little bit more about that. She is free of all cancer.
Or free of, she is cancer free. She overcomes. Use positive languaging all the time. Mm-hmm. And remember, you're not saying it out loud. You're formulating it out loud together, but then you're holding the thought and you are sending it out in your heart. So those are some of the key things. And the sender, the recipient, just opens up their heart to receive. We only do it for 10 minutes. That's all I've ever done. And when we've done brainwave studies on this, and we've had done this with Life University, the largest chiropractic university in the world, they have found that there is an immediate lowering of the parts of the brain that make us feel separate during these power bait groups. So these are the parietal lobes chiefly, which help us navigate through space and say, this is me, this is not me. They're dialed way down, and so are the parts of the brain in the frontal lobes involved with worry, doubt, negativity. So we have demonstrated through these studies that in power of eight groups, people very quickly get into a state of ecstatic oneness with signatures that are very similar to those of Buddhist monks in during ecstatic prayer or Sufi masters during chanting. And so what's fascinating to me in watching these over the years is, you know, you don't need sweat lodges. You don't need years of disciplined practice. The people who were part of these Power of Eight studies were student volunteers, most of whom had never even meditated before. And nevertheless, these Power of Eight groups were for them a fast track to the miraculous, where healing in all kinds of ways occurs.
I love that. And Lynn, tell everybody again, as we close up, how they can reach you and about your blog and your masterclass. And everybody, just as we're closing up, this is Lynn McTaggart, an investigative journalist who has really shown us the underpinnings of what we energy healers have all known experientially. And just as we close, Lynn, thank you so much for being here.
It's been my pleasure. Now you can find out about everything that I'm doing at lynnmctaggart.com. You can sign up for my blogs. I give out information about how to live the field. I have a podcast called Living the New Science with all kinds of amazing new science all the time, twice a month. We do intentions of the week, sending intention for three people in our community with health challenges. Our whole community does this on Sunday. And for my once a year, I open the doors to a year-long masterclass. And with that, it's six consecutive 90-minute webinars with me. You're put into groups and you meet regularly, hopefully weekly, for the entire year while I send you weekly tips, advice, experiments, challenges, and I have a way of monitoring your progress over the year to help you reach your goals. So I also threw in four bonus webinars through the year so I can track your progress. You can ask questions, all of that kind of thing. The doors are open for that, and you can find that also on my website, lynnmctaggart.com. To find out more about it, just follow the links and you'll find out everything you need to know about this. I only urge you to hurry because last year we sold out 6 weeks in advance. But
wonderful.
I hope to welcome you on there and to extend your healing for yourself and everyone else.
So let's make 2020 the best year for healing ever. With Lynn's help, you guys can do it. I'm Doc Martin. You've been on the Healing Hour, Maxima Medicine Radio, with Lynn McTaggart, who called in from London. So we're very happy. And thank you, Lynn, as we sign off. wishing everybody a wonderful 2020. Thank you.
May all of your intentions come true for this year. Perfect. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.